the Calcutta High Court has revoked the Mamata government's order banning the immersion of Durga idols after 10 p.m. on the 30th of September and on the 1st of October, saying that the decision was arbitrary. An angry Mamata says she cannot be responsible if there's violence.
Setback for Mamata Banerjee. Not only did the Calcutta High Court strike down her government's order restricting Durga idol immersions, it also made stinging observations, including asking the state to rely on its leader, who says two communities live in harmony and not on the police. The High Court said a state cannot hinder a citizen's right to practice religion, assuming that there will be law and order problems. The court also observed that the state cannot put restrictions unless it has a concrete ground to believe that two communities cannot live together. If you say there is complete harmony, are you not creating a line of division between the two communities by your action? The High Court asked the government. The BJP claimed a political victory. Party President Amit Shah had raked up the issue during his Kolkata visit, accusing Mamata Banerjee of appeasement politics.
We have observed since 2011, when Mamata Banerjee came to power and became the chief minister, she has been indulging in divisive politics.
The left too blamed Ms. Banerjee, saying her appeasement politics is helping the BJP grow in Bengal.
It is not only a setback for Mamata Banerjee, it is a slap on the face of this government.
The High Court has asked the government to make designated routes and security arrangements for Durga idol immersion processions and Taziya processions on Muharram, so that immersion and Muharram processions don't end up on the same route at the same time. An NDTV Bureau report.
Well, is this about divisive politics or is it about law and order? Joining us now to look at this, Professor Rakesh Sinha from the RSS. Thanks so very much for being with us. Ranjan Bhattacharya, political analyst with us in the studio. And in just a little while from now, we'll be joined by Babul Supriyo, the Minister of State of Heavy Industries and Public Enterprises. Mr. Bhattacharya, let me come to you first. The High Court is absolutely clear that this was a move which the High Court felt was not right. The court has said you cannot hinder a citizen's right to practice religion, assuming that there will be a law and order problem. Even if there is potentially a law and order problem, isn't it incumbent on the Mamata government to ensure that that doesn't happen? How can you prevent someone from practicing their religion?
Well, you know, the decision with regard to not having immersion on 1st of October was taken in a meeting where all the representatives of various Durga Puja committee representatives as well as the Muharram organizing representatives. And it was a decision which was absolutely unanimous. There was no dispute about it. And the background on the basis of that, Mamata Banerjee has declared that. It was not that Mamata Banerjee
wanted to impose. So members of both communities, Hindus and Muslims, felt that on Muharram there would be violence?
No, not necessarily.
Then?
It is because of the fact that, you know, I must tell you, primarily in West Bengal, never ever it has happened that on any such kind of festive occasion, political parties are making a hue and cry on the issue of a communal tension. It is the BJP who is in Bengal after Narendra Modi ji is coming back to power.
Sir,
I will take 1 minute.
But you've not answered my question at all. We'll get to what you're saying. But you mean to say members of two communities in West Bengal, where communities have lived peacefully by and large for a very long time, said there'll be violence on Muharram?
No, it is not that I'm saying. What all I'm saying is that there was a environment created by political parties like BJP, Vishwa Hindu Parishad and RSS that the Muslims are being appeased and the Hindus are being...
And so therefore, even if that was made, the assumption is that Muslims and Hindus would clash?
Not necessarily. But yeah, it is because of that situation apprehending that there might be some kind of law and order problem. The Chief Minister is entitled to take a decision.
Okay, Rakesh Sinha, would you like to respond to that? There was an apprehension of violence on the basis of what groups like the RSS was allegedly doing to stir up communal passions. How would you respond?
Vishnu, I couldn't understand Mr. what Bhattacharya wanted to communicate. You asked so many questions, but he couldn't answer directly to that. Look, the foundational principle of secularism is that communities live together, celebrate their festivals together, and this is we should do everything to strengthen that. Here, Mamata Banerjee is acting as ambassador of state-sponsored communalism. No community has demanded that the two processions should be on different days. There is a history in West Bengal that two communities celebrated their festivals together. There are communal rights, definitely there are communal rights, there are allegations and counter-allegations, but you are providing legitimacy to those who are fundamentalist. I'm not talking of any community, particular community, but you are providing legitimacy. Vishnu, her statement after High Court judgment is more dangerous than her earlier decision. She said that even if there is a pistol on her neck, she was not going to change.
No, no, but she's not
this
said
is the
that,
statement
sir.
Of her chief
Rakesh
minister.
Ji, Rakesh
she's
Ji, she's not.
That law, there
she
is
said that
it
is.
Order missionary
she
in the
says
state.
She. No one will tell me what to do. But I think the interpretation of that is that she will do what she needs to do to keep the peace. Not that Absolutely. She is. Not that she is saying something against
no, you,
the High
you
Court
go
judgment.
Through the entire. You have not gone through the entire statement. She has said that.
No,
she has.
You can slit
Vishnu,
my throat.
She has categorically said that at any cost, she is not going to change her decision.
You can slit my throat, but no one can tell
she's
me
going
what to
do. Vishnu,
I
am reminding you a very.
Someone else will take responsibility if there
okay.
is trouble. These are her
so don't
two
go by the words.
Statements.
Go by the spirit.
No, but sir, if I was to go by the words, I would agree with you. What I'm trying to
Vishnu,
say is,
I'm coming to
go by the spirit. It seems to be that she is trying to say that, look, it's not my fault if there is trouble, but
Vishnu,
she will try and ensure that there is peace. That's my reading of it, sir.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Okay. Vishnu, we should not waste the time on the words. We are just debating the issue. Vishnu, I am reminding you, 2015, December 25th, December, I was in debate, perhaps it was 2015 or 14, when Good Governance Day was celebrated in this country, because Atal Bihari Vajpayee was born on 25th December, and that coincided with the Christmas. And there was complete hue and cry in this country. You are demeaning the Christian Christmas. You are trying to corner Christians in this country. But you are taking such a decision for the Hindu community. And Mr. Bhattacharya and his ilk is blaming RSS BJP. This is just like a fascist theory and Nazi theory. For anything, you are blaming Jews. If anything happens in this country, even a rail accident takes place, you are going to blame the BJP and RSS. Same Mamata Banerjee's minister blamed RSS for a rape of an elderly nun. And ultimately it was found that she was raped by the infiltrators.
Okay, one second, sir.
So kindly change your habit to blame RSS.
Mr. Bhattacharya, let's see
everything.
What the court said. The court said, and I quote, "Let them, Hindus and Muslims, live in harmony. Do not create a line between them. If the judge believes that this is an attempt at creating a line between Hindus and Muslims, it's not the RSS that the judges are pointing to or the BJP. This was a statement directed at Mamata Banerjee and the Trinamool Congress."
I entirely agree on one point, that on High Court's judgment, all political parties and leaders and the government has to go by that. There is no second opinion, and we will have to honor the judgment. My point is that why this kind of situation is for last 2 years is happening in Bengal, you must try and understand that. The issue is very simple. The issue is, in West Bengal today, the hold of Bharatiya Janata Party politically is nil. And they are trying to get a support base in Bengal. They do not have any political agenda or political program which may benefit the people of Bengal. What they are all trying to do is, whatever Mamata Banerjee is doing, they are trying to give a communal color on that.
No, but
and
what
they are
evidence
to
is there to suggest that there will be communal color on Muharram and on the day preceding that, the night preceding that? How can you make that assumption?
No. I'm not going.
How
back.
Can anybody make that assumption?
No,
I'm just trying to understand that.
I'm not going to say that.
Are
you
there
know,
police intelligence reports which say that Hindu groups in West Bengal are going to clash with the Muslim community?
I am not going to answer that because I don't know really what the police people are thinking about it.
But then I don't understand the basis of the allegation.
I'm trying to explain you the political aspect of it. The administration and the government, what they are doing and what they are not doing, it is, as a chief minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee has got full liberty to take a decision in favor or against of anything which will protect the interest of the people and peace.
No,
and,
not in this case.
Yeah.
She has the liberty of taking a decision which has been challenged in court and thrown away.
I'm not disputing that.
Right. So no one is saying that she doesn't have the right to have made this. But right. The fact is it has been dismissed.
It has to be justified.
Right. And it is not justifiable.
I'm trying to ask you, sir,
how can it be justified?
That's what I'm telling you. It is very simple that the government has taken a stand on which there is a concrete, unanimous support of all the stakeholders who are involved in both Muharram organizing Muharram and
but
the
then
Puja.
How does the if members of the Hindu community were likely to cause problems or vice versa, how would they say that they would go on a meeting with Mamata Banerjee or other members of the Trinamool Congress and say that something is likely to happen to us? Wouldn't they much more likely not say anything and instigate violence?
I'd like to give you an example. Few months back in Basirhat, there was an incident. Likewise, there are so many communal issues that are happening in Bengal and around. Why it is happening? And who are behind the whole thing? If you kindly inquire about all this, you will come to know. As I have told you earlier, that Bharatiya Janata Party and RSS and Vishwa Hindu Parishad has got no political agenda, no political program. They are not being able to reach out to the people of the state across districts and blocks.
All right, Rakesh Sinha, would you like to answer that? There was the Basirhat incident. There have been other communal incidents in West Bengal. And the allegation being made by Mr. Bhattacharya is that it's fueled by members of the Sangh, the greater Sangh family.
Either this gentleman is unknown to the fact or he's trying to suppress the inquiry reports of all the communal rights. Every communal, not a single communal rights has indicated that any activist of BJP, RSS was directly or indirectly involved in any rights. And how silly a statement he is making. He said that BJP, RSS had no hold in the West Bengal, they are nil. And he also saying at the same breath that it is BJP and RSS who are engineering communal rights in 24 Pargana, Malda. You know, these are the districts where Muslims are in majority. And most of the jihadi elements have their roots in these districts. This is well-known fact. There's an IB report, there's a CID report, there's a West Bengal police report.
No,
Mamata Banerjee is trying to suppress everything. And
okay, Mr. Bhattacharya wants to respond. You've said lots of things.
No. I have to answer his question. He has spoken almost 4 minutes. Give me a minute. Vishnu, give me a minute.
Carry on.
I have two questions to Mamata Banerjee. You know, Mamata Banerjee is trying to appease a particular community, not in West Bengal. She has been sending a message across the country that she can go to any extent to hurt the sentiments of the Hindu. See, the righteous building can't decide the rituals of the Hindu community. They can't decide which day that the immersion will take place. I know that. Particular district, particular taluka, or particular street, you can decide because there may be a communal history of a particular district or particular taluka or particular street. But you are giving a general statement.
Okay.
It's a general order which cannot be
imposed on a large community is what Mr. Rakesh Sinha Singh, how do you respond? Professor
Rakesh Sinha Singh. You are missing my point. It is the state government which has got the jurisdiction before any festivity of any community in any part of the country. The government can take certain decision which is under their jurisdiction. They can always. Whether the court will accept it or that community will not accept it or not is a different story altogether.
Then there is no point to discuss Mr. Bhattacharya. Let the state government decide everything.
Rakesh ji, please allow me to say, you have said I have never disturbed you. Now the issue is, as I have told you,
no, you are making most illogical point.
No, but let him make his point. Rakesh ji, let him make his point.
We are not challenging her power. We are not challenging her constitutional power.
Let him make his point. Yes, carry on.
No, my point,
I'll let you respond. Yes.
My point is very simple. You are very right. A government cannot dictate terms to any community what to do and what not to do. Similarly, no political party who believes in democracy, who believes in non-communal approach of the party and as a whole the nation, you cannot also go on doing as whatever you feel like and create an atmosphere of hatred. And
no, so now, Mr. Bhattacharya, you know,
every group can
make these charges. But my question here is specific on Muharram and on the night preceding that. What exactly does the state government or what exactly should the state government do to prevent violence? A large police presence over there, alternate routes for members of one community and alternate routes for members of another community. What exactly should happen here?
Yeah, Mr. Som, here the court has given a clear judgment and the government and the all political parties will have to honor that, respect the judgment. And I am very sure Mamata Banerjee, Trinamool Congress, BJP and all political parties will have to accept that, abide by.
All right.
But the issue is that where there is a problem coming up, that has to be sorted out.
Well, irrespective of whether there is a problem or not, the bottom line is during this festive season, there needs to be peace and there needs to be brotherhood and there needs
Absolutely.
To be religious solidarity. And it's shocking that something like this could actually come up in this manner, which potentially threatens that. Hopefully there will be peace. Hopefully the police will do their job and hopefully responsibility will not be abdicated by anyone. I'd like to thank both of you very much for joining us this evening. Will Kamal Hassan soon become the Aam Aadmi Party's politician? Well, there is intense speculation after the Tamil superstar met the Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who flew specially to Chennai for the meeting. Kejriwal is one more in a long list of political leaders Kamal Hassan has recently met, including the Kerala Chief Minister. So is he finally taking the plunge? Perhaps we'll know very soon.
Actor Kamal Hassan's daughter Akshara was at Chennai airport to receive Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Politics was presumably on top of the menu at the luncheon meeting at Kamal Hassan's office. Subsequently, the duo said they met to discuss corruption and communalism.
Well, the country is facing strong forces of corruption and communalism all across. That all like-minded people should talk to each other on these issues and should try to work in tandem with each other.
Kamal Hassan, who recently also met Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi, said it was political tourism.
It's more a learning curve for me. The purpose is singular. I've always been that. And he has a great national profile in that of fighting against corruption and communalism.
Kamal Hassan has in recent months made it clear that he intends to play a political role. He said his color is not saffron and indicated that his political ideology does not match that of any other party in Tamil Nadu, though he said he could work with superstar Rajnikanth if he makes the plunge. Yet another political party is wooing Kamal Hassan. With Jayalalitha no more and Karunanidhi not active, there's political space and many say the actor is building a momentum in his favor. Will that take the form of a political party that will fight elections? That's not clear yet. In Chennai, with camera persons Sukumar and Edwin, Sam Daniel, Finally TV.
Three people were killed, 30 others, including policemen and CRPF jawans, injured when a motorcade of the senior PDP minister Naeem Akhtar was targeted in the Thral region of South Kashmir today. The minister escaped unhurt, but his driver has been critically injured.
A narrow escape for J&K Works Minister Naeem Akhtar after his motorcade was attacked with grenades at Thral in South Kashmir. Three civilians were killed in the attack, the minister's driver critically injured. Naeem Akhtar had gone to Thral to inaugurate road projects. militant struck just when his vehicle passed a marketplace.
My survival doesn't give me a feeling of relief because I feel guilty somewhere.
Among the dead, 85-year-old Ghulam Nabi Parag and a 22-year-old student, Pinti Kaur, doing a master's at the Islamic University. 30 people were injured, including 8 CRPF men and 4 JNK policemen. Tral has been a hotbed for militancy and the epicenter of unrest since the killing of Burhan Wani last year. Today's attack comes days after appeals by the government and the police asking militants to lay down the arms in exchange for which they will be rehabilitated.
They are our own children. We still feel that they are alienated, they are angry, maybe they have a reason or they don't have. But they have to see the futility of violence.
The attack has shattered the fragile peace in Kashmir. How much of an impact will it have on government's efforts to bring back peace and to take developmental works to the violence-prone areas in the valley is the question. In Srinagar, Zafar Iqbal for NDTV.
We are completely out of time on the Buck Stops here this evening. Thanks very much for being with us. Goodbye.